on. Let's begin the chanting of Sahana Bhavatu, and that'll be our initial prayer also, our opening prayer. Somebody have the chanting? So we chant all of these together. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvina Patitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspataana Shrinvanutibhisidasatanam Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavad Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutra Bhashakritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyoma Vatvyapta Dehaya Dakshinamurtaye Namaha Gukarastvantakarascha Rukarastan Nivartakaha Andakara Nirodhitvat Guru Ritya Vidhiyate. Om Swasti Prajapya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Gobrahmanebhya Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Kale Varshatu Parjanyaha Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Yam Kshobha Rahitaha Brahmana Santu Nirbhayaha Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhak Bhavet Asato Ma Satgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay. So now let's practice Nikarmana. Okay. So repeat after me. Om Nikarmana Na Prajaya. Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya. Tanena Tyage Naike. Tanena Tyage Naike. Amritatvama Nashuhu. Amritatvama Nashuhu. Parena Nakan.
Parinanakam Nihitam Guhayam Nihitam Guhayam Nihitam Guhayam Nihitam Guhayam Viprajate Viprajate Yadyatayo Vishanti Yadyatayo Vishanti.
From the beginning. Paul, and repeat after me. Om
Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tanena. Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tanena. Om Nakarmana. Om Nakarmana.
Om Nakarmana.
Na Prajaya.
Na Prajaya.
Na Prajaya.
Na Prajaya.
Tanena.
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 Om Nakarmana. Na Prajaya. Tanena.
Om.
Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tanena.
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 Tyage Naike Amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage.
Tyage naike.
Tyage naike.
Tyage naike.
Tyage naike.
Amritatvamanashuhu.
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 Amritatvam.
Amritatvam.
Amritatvam. Amritatvam. Amritatvamanashuhu.
Amritatvamanashuhu.
Amritatvamanashuhu. Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tanena. Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tanena. Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu. Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tanena. Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu. Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tanena. Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu. Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Tanena. Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu. Parinanakam, parinanakam, parinanakam,
parinanakam,
parinanakam,
parinanakam,
nihitam,
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 parinanakam, nihitam,
parinanakam, nihitam.
Pare na na kan nihitang.
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 Pare na na kan.
Pare na na kan.
Pare na na kan.
Pare na na kan.
Nihitang.
Nihitang.
Pare na na kan nihitang.
Pare na na kan nihitang.
Guha. Guha yang. Sorry. Guha yang. Guha yang. Guha yang.
Guha yang.
Viprajate.
Viprajate.
Guha yang. Viprajate. Guha yang 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 viprajate. Yadyatayo vishanti. Yadyatayo vishanti. Yad yatayo vishanti. Yad yatayo vishanti. Pare na na kan nihitam.
Pare na na kan nihitam.
Guhayang viprajate.
Guhayang viprajate.
Yad yatayo vishanti.
Yad yatayo vishanti.
Pare na na kan nihitang guhayang.
Pare na na kan nihitang guhayang.
Viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Getting a little low, sorry.
Pare na na. Pare na na kan nihitam guhayang viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Pare na na kan nihitam guhayang viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Pare na na kan nihitam guhayang viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Pare na na kan nihitam guhayang viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Time for a drink. Okay, let's try them. I think you're getting it. It takes some practice, you know.
The syncopation is, you know, I mean, your eye can sort of follow it, but it's difficult. The tune is difficult.
It is, yeah, I mean, a little bit. And if you can see, like, on the second line and the third line, look at the third line. There's no break. That's what's hard when you're first learning, right? So let's try the third line. I'll chant the top two lines so you can hear it, and then we're going to try the first little section of the third line, okay?
Om nakarmanana prajaya tanena tyage naike amratatvamana shuhu parena nakam nihitam guhayang viprajate yadyatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishchitartaskasa. Vedanta vijnana, Vedanta vijnana, Vedanta vijnana, Vedanta vijnana,
Vedanta vijnana,
sunishchitartas, sunishchitartas, sunishchitartas. Sunishchitartas sannyasa yogad, sannyasa yogad, sannyasa yogad, sannyasa yogad, yatayashuddha sattva, yataya shuddha sattva aa yataya shuddha sattva aa yataya shuddha sattva aa vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartas Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartas Sanyasa Yoga Dhyataya Shuddha Sattva 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 Sanyasa Yoga Sanyasa Yoga Sanyasa Yoga Sanyasa Yoga Dhyataya Shuddha Sattva Yataya Shuddha Sattva Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartas Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartas Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva Vedanta Vijnana, Vedanta Vijnana, Vedanta Vijnana, Sunishchitartas, 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 Sanyasa Yogad, Sanyasa Yogad, Sanyasa Yogad, Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva Yataya Shuddha Sattva Yataya Shuddha Sattva Yataya Shuddha Sattva
Does everybody see that? Do you all see the Yatayash from the Sanyasa Yoga? And then that's a conjunct consonant there between the da and the ya. Sanyasa Yoga, Yataya. A yeti is an ascetic. Yatayaha are ascetics or wise people. Yatayaha. So Yatayash. Shuddha. Shuddha. Sattvaha. Shuddha. You ready to see that? Shuddha. Sattvaha.
Could you clap out that?
Yataya Shuddha Sattva Yataya Shuddha Sattva Yataya Shuddha Sattva Yataya Shuddha. See where it says that? See the double sh there?
Mm-hmm.
Yataya Shuddha. So, just listen to that double sh. Yataya Shuddha Sattva So the first sh is like a pause. Yataya Shuddha Sattva Yataya Shuddha Sattva Everybody see that? When you have a double conjunct, the first one will be a pause. Like, Yataya Shuddha Sattva Do you hear that?
Yeah, it's okay. Helpful just to get the syncopation.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to that fourth line. Or let's do the third line one a couple more times together.
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarta Sanyasa Yoga Dhyataya Shuddha Sattva Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarta Sanyasa Yoga Dhyataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat paramritat parimuchanti sarve parimuchanti sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve te brahmaloke tu para antakale 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 paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat 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 parimuchanti parimuchanti sarve sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve te brahmaloke tu para antakale te brahmaloke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
Second pause here. How is it for you in terms of following the Sanskrit? Can you follow the Sanskrit okay, Dechen? Okay. Okay, what about you?
Just a little harder than some of the other ones.
I think that there's not as much space, you know. It's longer too. But yeah. When we're reviewing like this, do you think that it helps your reading? Do you notice that your reading is improving?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. But that's the main reason we're doing it, so that you can learn the chants. But also, we're doing it to try to gain reading fluency. Because when you're chanting, it forces your eyes to go,
yeah.
Right? So, but I don't want you to get discouraged, and I don't want to go too fast. It's okay.
I just need to write it sometimes.
Yes, I used to do that. I used to write over and over and over, and that really helped me become fluent in the script, just by copying it. I used to copy pages. Mm-hmm. I used to copy the Katha Upanishad along with the Bhasha. I copied the Mandukya Upanishad with the Bhasha, just copy. And then I had one of my Indian friends in India would come over every day and read with me. She'd say it, then I would say it. She'd say it, I would say it. That's how I learned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Repetition. Okay, these four lines. We've already done these four, so let's practice them a little bit more from the Karmana. I'm just going to chant. You chant along with me. Okay? And we'll just do it three or four times and just do the best you can. Om na karmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu parena na kannihitang guhayam vi prajate yatyatayo vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha Sanyasa Yogad Yataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve. I'm going to see if I can chant it more slowly. Okay. Can you try to go with me? Om na karmana na prajayatane na
Tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu pare nanakanihitam guhayam viprajate yatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishitartas sanyasa yogad yataya shuddhasattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
Again, at a slow pace.
Om na karmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu parena nakan nihitam guhayam viprajate yad yatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas sanyasa yogad yataya shuddhasattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
One more at a slow pace.
Om na karmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu parena nakam nihitam guhayam viprajate yad yatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas sanyasa yogad yataya shuddhasattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
A little bit faster.
Om na karmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu parena nakanihitam guhayam viprajate yatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas sanyasa yogad yataya shuddhasattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
One more time at that speed.
Om na karmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvamanashuhu parena nakanihitam guhayam viprajate yatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas sanyasa yogad yataya shuddhasattva te brahma loke tu para antakale paramritat parimuchanti sarve.
I'll do it at a normal speed and then we're going to take a little break. Okay? Om Nakarmanan. You can go with me. Om Nakarmanan Prajayatane Natyage Naike Amritatwamanashifu Pare Nanakanihitanguhayam Vi Prajate Yatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartas Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahmaloke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve. That's the speed usually at the ashram or meeting Swamiji or something that will chant it. That's kind of the normal speed. Okay, let's take a little break. Okay. For the Nakarmana, let's just read through, and we'll read through, do the Sunday, and I'll give you somewhat of a translation for the next two lines, okay? So, repeat after me. Dahang vipapam. Now, see, do you see that that Chandra Bindu there, with that little half circle and the dot? Mm-hmm. This is a nasalized, really a nasalized anuswara. It's called anunasika. And the anuswara, when it comes before a semi-vowel, will take a what we call a nasalized semi-vowel, and that's what it is. Do you see the anunasika on the top there? And then do you see the double V? That's what we call a nasalized semi-vowel. It's not going to be pronounced. This is, the pronunciation is going to be dahang, dahang vipapam. Dahang vipapam. So that va, if anything, it's just a pause. There's no pronunciation to it at all. So da, do you see the dahang? Then do you see vipapam? Dahang vipapam. Dahang vipapam. Everybody see it? Dahang. Do you see the ra with the H? Ra. Dahang.
I don't see this
row. See the ha right in the middle of the bottom loop?
Yeah.
Do you see that diagonal there? The diagonal?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Ra. Ha. For the letter ha, when it's conjoined, the letters that follow it, often the letter will be put in that little loop there, the bottom loop. So here's an example of that. Da. And that's a normal, that's where it belongs, right? It's not as though that's an unusual. But it's one of those conjuncts that have to be memorized. So here, so now does everybody see? Dahang vipapam parame, then parameshmabhutang. Do you see the second anunasika there? Mm-hmm. With the double ya? Because this is a nasalized semi-vowel. Ya is a semi-vowel also. So you do you see that there's two anunasikas, dahrang, before the va, which is a semi-vowel, and then bhutang before the ya. Okay. So parameshma bhutang yet pundarikam. Everyone see? Pundarikam. Pundarikam. Pura madhyas sagastam. Now, does everybody see the madhya? It's actually puram adhya, if I were to break the sandhi. Puram adhya sagastam. Now that is Vedic. That anunasika there before the sibilant, the pronunciation is Vedic. It goes like this. Sagastgas, sagastam. We don't have this in classical Sanskrit, but in chanting, you'll come across this quite frequently. Sagastam. So it's got a gus sound. Sagastam. So let's look at this line again. Dahrang vipapam. Repeat after me. Dahrang vipapam. Parameshmabhutang. Parameshmabhutang.
Yet Pundarikam.
Yet Pundarikam.
Do you see that dra there, that the lingual da was with a ra underneath it? Punda Pundarikam.
Pundarikam.
I'm going to break the Sunday. Puram Adya. Puram. Can I say that? Puram. Adya. You see that? Puram Adya.
Puram Adya.
Sagastam.
Sagastam.
Puram Adya Sagastam.
Puram Adya Sagastam.
Puram Adya Sagastam.
Puram Adya
Sagastam.
Puram Adya Sagastam.
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 Dahrang Vipapam. Repeat.
Dahrang Vipapam.
Parame.
Parame.
Shmabhutang.
Shmabhutang.
Yet Pundarikam.
Yet Pundarikam.
Puram Madhyasagastam.
Puram
Madhyasagastam. Puramadhyasagastam. Puramadhya sagastam.
Puramadhya sagastam.
Everybody see it? Dahrang vipapam. Parame. Shmabhutam. Shmabhutang.
How come that shma? Why is
that? It's actually parame ashma, right? Because of the, there's a sandhi there. Mm-hmm. Where the, that what we call the avagraha, that S,
yeah,
is actually a silent. So it would be, if I were to break the sandhi, it would be parame ashma bhutam. I'm going to read this with the sandhi broken and give you some word meanings. That'll help. Just follow me from the beginning. Dahram. Dahram. Then vipapam, parame, ashma, bhutam, yet, pundarikam, puram, adyasamstam, adyasamstam. I'm breaking the sandhi. Adyasamstam. Sagastam in pronunciation, but I'm reading it just as the words now. Let me tell you some meanings that will help, I think. The word dahram. Dahram means small, but it also means, is a word that's used for the cave of the heart in meditation. That space, which is in the cave of the heart, is called dahram. The word vipapam means without, the V means without, papa, without sin. Vipapam, pure. It's another word for pure. Without, but literally without papa, vipapam. Okay? Dahram, that small space in the heart. Dahram, vipapam, which is without sin. Okay? Vipapam. Then, this parameshmabhutam. This is Vedic. For these verses, the first two verses, I had the Kaivalya Upanishad with a good bhasha on it. With these verses, now in this middle section, I don't have a good bhasha on this, and it's Vedic. So I'll tell you what it should mean, what I think it means. But I'll get, when I get to see Swamiji, I'll go through. If I had a bhasha, I could do this without any hesitation, but
since I don't have a bhasha, I'll just tell you what I think it means from looking at other texts and whatnot. Okay, so parame means in the supreme. Ashma bhutam is a word for residence or home or house. So parameshma bhutam, residing or one whose residence is in the supreme, the house of the supreme, the home of the supreme, means Bhagavan, Ishwara, Brahman. So parameshma bhutam, in the residence of the supreme. Or you could just say, being in the space, being located in the supreme, or something like that. But I'm not sure. Okay, but let's just go through it, and I'll tell you what I can. Yet means that which. Pundarikam means lotus. Lotus usually means is a word for the heart, in the lotus heart. Pundarikam, so means lotus, that lotus space of the heart. Puram. It means a city. But when we're talking about a city, the city is often used as an analogy for the body. So Puram Adhyastam, located in the body, in that lotus space in the heart, which is where Brahman is, which is really the home or the residence of Brahman. So let me just go through a little and help you to see it. Dharam, that space, means the space in the heart, which is vipapam, free from sin, which is the residence of the supreme, the home in which the home in which the supreme is located. Parameshma bhutam, yet which, that which, pundarikam, that lotus, puram in the city, adhyasastam, abiding in the city, abiding in the body, that lotus, which is the residence of Brahman, which is free from sin, which is the space in the heart. Do you see it? Dharam, space in the heart, that small space in the heart, vipapam, free from sin, parameshma bhutam, which is the place for Bhagavan, for the Lord, for the self, that which, yet, pundarikam, that lotus, Puram Adhyasamstam. Adhyasamstam means placed inside Puram. Placed in the middle. It could be also Pura Madhya Samstam. That's what it is. Pura Madhya. I broke that Sunday wrong. It should be Pura Madhya Samstam. Placed in the middle of the body, that lotus, which is Bhagavan's residence, which is free from sin, which is the small space in the heart.
The middle of the body?
Yeah, madhya means middle. Middle of the city, which is the pura. I was thinking adi, but that would mean in, but that's not right. It's pura madhya samstam. Samstam means placed, well placed. Samstam, well placed, madhya, in the middle of the puri, of the pura, of the city, which is the body, pundarikam, that lotus, the lotus means the lotus of the heart, parameshma bhutam, Bhagavan's residence, which is vipapam, free from sin, which is dharam, that small space. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask Swamiji just to make sure that there's no mistake there. I don't think there is, but it's probably a nicer way to... The one that I really can't find anywhere... is the Ashma Bhutam. In a translation, somebody used residence, but when I look in all of my books and in the Sanskrit, I can't find the word, so I have to ask Swamiji. Okay? Let's go to the next line. Tetra means there. Or let's read it. Let's have reading practice first. Tetrapi. Tetrapi. Dharam Gaganam. Let me explain it. First, the first word, tetra api. Tetra api. Tetra api. Really means there also, because it's continuing to tell more. Tetra api, there also. Tetra api also. There's the word dahram again. But now the anuswara, the M of dahram, is coming, is being followed by a guttural, ga. And so it's taking the nasal of the following guttural. So the word is actually dahram. And then the next word is gaganam. Gaganam means space. So dahram, gaganam, small space, or dahram means small or cave of the heart. You could say the dahram gaganam, the space which is in the cave of the heart. That's what they're talking about. Dahram, gaganam means space. Dahram means the small space. The small space or the space which is dahram in the cave of the heart, because dahram is used for that. Dahram, gaganam. So everybody see those two words? Dahram, gaganam becomes dahram, gaganam. Now do you see that ananasika there? That's because it's a nasalized semi-vowel, followed by the next word, vishoka, vishokaha. The word vishoka means without sorrow. Shoka is sorrow, v without sorrow. The sorrow is gone, vigata, shokaha. So we would just say without sorrow. So tatra api, there also, dahram gaganam, the space in the cave of the heart, vishokaha, which is without sorrow. So do you see that sa there before the ta? That's a visarga. Vishokaha tasmin, right, where the any vowel plus visarga followed by ta or ta changes to is. Vishokaha, without sorrow, tasmin, in that, from tut. It's a locative singular. Tasmin. You haven't learned it yet. You haven't learned pronouns yet, or the declension of pronouns. So tasmin means in that. Yud means yet. So tasmin, yet. Antaha. Yet means which. And because the next word is antaha, the ta of yet changes to da. Yud. Antaha. Yet. Antaha. Antaha means inside. That which is antaha, inside. Yet antaha. That which is inside. Tud upasitavyam. Tut upasitavyam. The ta changes to da. Tut upasitavyam. Yet antaha, that which is inside, tat, that, upasitavyam, is to be meditated upon, has to be meditated upon, contemplated upon. From upasana, upasitavyam, that it's a potential participle, means that must be, that has to be, that is to be contemplated upon. Yet, that which antaha is inside, tat, that, upasitavyam, is to be meditated upon. Let's look at these words in the second line again. Everybody ready? Okay. Tatra api. Repeat. Tatra api. Dahrang gaganang.
Dahrang gaganang.
Vishokas.
Tasmin.
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 Yed antaha. Yed antas.
Yed antas.
Tad upasitavyam.
Tad upasitavyam.
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 Tatra api.
Tatra api.
Dahram gaganam.
Dahram gaganam.
Vishokaha.
Vishokaha.
Tasmin.
Tasmin.
Yet antaha.
Yet antaha.
Tet upasitavyam.
Tet upasitavyam.
Okay, go up one line. Dharam vipapam.
Dharam vipapam.
Parame.
Parame.
Ashma bhutam.
Ashma bhutam.
Yat.
Yat.
Pundarikam.
Pundarikam.
Pura madhya.
Pura madhya.
Samstam.
Samstam.
Pura madhya samstam.
Pura madhya samstam.
Tatra api.
Tatra api.
Daham. Gaganam.
Gaganam.
Vishokaha.
Vishokaha.
Tasmin.
Tasmin.
Yad.
Yad.
Antaha. Actually, it's yet. Yet. Antaha. If I break the sentence, you're right. Tat upasitavyam. Tat upasitavyam.
Tat upasitavyam.
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 Good, okay. Now, go back to the line above. Dahrang vipapam parame.
Dahrang vipapam parame.
Dahrang vipapam parame.
Dahrang vipapam parame.
Shmabhutang yet.
Shmabhutang yet.
Shmabhutang yet.
Yet.
Pundarikam puramadhyas. Well, let's do Pundarikam.
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 Puramadhya sam. Wait a minute, sorry. Puramadhya sagastam.
Puramadhya
Pura Madhya.
Pura Madhya.
Pura Madhya.
Pura Madhya.
Sagastam.
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 Pura Madhya Sagastam.
Pura Madhya
Sagastam.
Sagastam.
Pura Madhya Sagastam. It's just, it's a Vedic pronunciation.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, like the gum. Right. But with the S, it's a gustam. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tatrapi dharam.
Tatrapi
dharam. Tatrapi dharam.
Tatrapi dharam.
Gaganang.
Gaganang.
Vishokas.
Vishokas.
Tasmin yadantas. Tadupasitavyam. Tasmin yadantas. Tadupasitavyam. Tasmin yad antas. Tad upasitavyam. Okay, I'll chant just so you can hear this, and we'll work on the chanting next week, okay? I'm going to start with Te Brahma. Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramritat Parimuchanti Sarve Dahrang Vipapam Parame Eshma Bhutang Yat Pundarikam Puramadya Sarkastam Tatrapi dahrang gaganang vishokas tasmin yadantas tarupasitavyam. Okay. We'll work on it some next week. I think we need to get these first four lines a little better, and then we're going to first four lines again next week, and then we'll work on the chanting of these two lines next week, and week after next. But you can practice off the tape, and also Swami Vagishananda is there, so... This is on now? He did it, yes, it's on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a few minutes of break. Okay, let's do the Bhandarka. And also have your Vibhakti available, the cleansings. And go to page 32 in Bhandarka.
Page 32.
Today we're going to, remember I said we were going to go through these sentences on page 32. Right? Okay. So have that ready, and now have your Vibhaktis out, because I want to just practice them to remind everybody what they are. I'm going to do the masculine endings. Okay. Repeat after me. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Ramena, Rama, Pyam, Ramahi. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha. Ramaya, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha. Ramat, Rama, Pyam, Rame, Pyaha. Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam. Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam. Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu. Rama, Ramau, Ramaha. Okay. Repeat after me. Or just say them with me. Okay. Ready? Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Ramena, Ramapyam, Ramaihi. Ramaya, Ramapyam, Rame Pyaha. Ramat, Rama Pyam, Rame Pyaha. Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam. Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu. Rama, Ramau, Ramaha. That's pretty good. Let's do the nominative and accusative of neuter nouns. Palam, okay? Palam, pale, palani. Palam, pale, palani. Very good. The rest of it's just like Rama, right? Should we say them together? Palam, all the way through. Okay? Palam, pale, palani. Palam, pale, palani. Palena, pala, pyam, palaihi. Palaya, pala pyam, pale pyaha, palat, pala pyam, pale pyaha, palasya, palayoho, palanam, pale, palayoho, pale shu, palam, pale, sorry, I made a mistake, pala, I think, pala, pale, palani, pala, pale, palani. That's good. That's some of these. Let's do Hari, okay, masculine E. Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha. Repeat after me. Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha.
Hari, Hari, Hariyaha.
Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harina, Hari, Pyam, Hari, Pihi.
Harina, Hari, Pyam, Hari, Pihi.
Harina, Hari, Pyam, Hari, Pihi.
Harayay,
Hari Pyam, Hari Pyah.
Hare
He, Hari Pyam, Hari Pyah.
Hare He,
Hari Pyam, Hari Pyah. Hare He, Hari Yoho, Hari
Nam.
Harau, Hariyoho, Harishu. Hare, Hari, Hariyaha.
Hari, Hariyaha.
Let's say them together. Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha. Harim, Hari, Harin. Harina, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi. Hariye, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi. Harehe, Haryoho, Harinam. Did I do that right?
No.
Apple tip, sorry. Harehe, Haripyam, Haripyaha. Harehe, Haryoho, Harinam. Harao, Haryoho, Harishu. Hare, Hari, Hariyaha. Good. Let's do Vadi, even though there's hardly any in ending nouns, but still we should know it. Vadi, I mean, there's hardly any e neuter nouns, okay? But Vadi, Vadini, Vadini.
Vadi,
Vadini, Vadini. In the neuters, all the way through, the nominative and the accusative are always the same, okay? So, now, instrumental. Varina, vari pyam, vari pihi. Varine, vari pyam, vari piha. Varinaha, vari pyam, vari piha. Varinaha, varinoho, varinam. Varini, Varinoho, Varishu. Vari, Vare, Vari, or Vari, or Vare, right? Varini, Varini. The thing that's kind of easy about the neuter E endings is that whenever the termination begins with a vowel, Vari will take a na. So if it's like Varine, Varinoho, you know, Varinaha, it just takes a na, so it's very consistent that way, and there's no real sundi going on because the na takes care of everything. Everybody see kind of that? But it makes it quite a bit different. It's not, in this case, the instrumental on down is not the same in the neuter as it is for the masculine. Whereas everywhere else except for these, the E and U ending nouns, the neuter and the masculine are the same from the instrumental on down, but not here. Okay? So I just wanted to go over those for you so it'll be easier to recognize when we do these sentences. So now let's go to page 32. And repeat after me. Nara nam palako nripaha. Sandhi. Nara nam palakaha nripaha. Right. A plus visarga plus off consonant or vowel, or a goes to o. Right, so palako nripaha, palakaha nripaha. Let me tell you the meaning of the words, and you tell me what it means. Nara means a man. Palaka is a protector, and nripa is a king. What does it say?
King is the protector of the men.
Right. Naranam, like Ramanam, of the men, plural. Palakaha, protector, nominative singular, nripaha, king. So I would translate, when there's no verb, like in this case, the verb is understood. So I would read it, the king is the protector of men. You could also say the protector of men is the king. But as just a in context, that could be, because there's nothing to tell you differently. It's either going to be the protector of men is the king, or the king is the protector of men. But now one thing about this sentence, do you see the genitive, naranam? That genitive has to, everybody see that genitive as a genitive plural, naranam, of the men? Like ramanam? Everyone see that? The genitive needs to come before the noun that it's related to. Because if it, otherwise it could be, if it went like this, naranam nripaha, palakaha, that would be the king of the men is the protector. Right? So, because the genitive just means of the people or of the men, you don't know what it's related to. So the placement is going to be important. So here it's going to be naranam palakaha, the palaka, the protector, naranam, of the people, right, is the king. I'll show you other examples of this, but for now, note the genitive should be related to the word that comes after it. When that's not the case, it's because there's no other word in the sentence that it could be related to. Then it doesn't matter where you place it. But if the genitive can be related to, logically related to more than one word in the sentence, then the placement becomes important. Does everybody understand that?
It has to be before the nominative.
Whatever it relates to. Yeah, it doesn't have to be nominative, but whatever noun it relates to, it should come before that. Unless the placement is doesn't matter because there's no other word that it could hook onto. I'd say there was only verbs and adverbs in the sentence, right? Then it doesn't matter where it is because it's only going to be related to the noun.
And palakaha is not an adjective. It's a noun.
Palaka means a protector. It's a noun. Yeah. Now, another thing, this use of the genitive is not really a possession. A word that's either a gerund like sweeping or a noun that is like a doer, like a protector, a healer, a doctor. The object which they are related to will go into the genitive. Like, the doctor of such and such, right? So the one that they're serving will go into the genitive. Okay. The protector of the people is different, like saying the hat of the man. Hat of the man, it shows possession, like Rama's hat, right? That shows possession. This shows relationship. So an action verb, or the verb of a karta, a doer, will be relating to a genitive. So, naranam, of the people, the palaka, the protector, is nrepaha, the king. Let's look at the next one. Samudrasya jalam lavanam. Repeat. Samudrasya jalam lavanam. Lavanam. Samudra means ocean. Jalam means water. Lavanam is an adjective and it means salty. Samudrasya is genitive singular, like Ramasya, Samudrasya. Samudra, Samudrasya. Jalam is a neuter noun, Jalam, Jale, Jalani. Lavanam is an adjective ending in a. There's no verb in the sentence. So how would you translate it? Samudra is ocean. Jalam is water. Lavana is salty.
The water of the ocean is salty?
Yeah. So if you recognize the ending as genitive, when you see Samudra, say, you can just read like this. Of the ocean, water, salty. Of the ocean, water, salty. Does that make sense to you? Does your mind kind of automatically translate in that into the water of the ocean is salty? So you have to get used to thinking like that. Of the ocean, water, salty. It makes sense, right? You can figure out. Your mind will do what it needs to do to make sense of that. Of the ocean, water, salty. Of the people, protector, king. Do you see how your mind will put in this, what it needs to? Okay, good. Let's look at the next one. Devasya prasadena jivami. Go ahead.
Devasya prasadena
jivami. Devasya prasadena jivami. Jivami. Devasya. Deva is God. Prasada means grace. Jiv means to live. Jivami. Mi vahamaha. Jivami. By. Devasya, of God. Sya is genitive singular. Devasya. So we have of God. Prasadena. Ain't dena. By or with. Prasadena would probably be by here. By the grace. Jivami. I live. Devasya, of God, prasadena, by the grace, jivami, I live. Of God, by the grace, I live. Of God, by grace, I live. By the grace of God, I live. Did I see it?
Mm-hmm.
See how the genitive is related directly here? By the grace of God. Okay? Devasya, prasadena, by the grace of God, by God's grace, I live. I live or I am living. The present tense doesn't, in English we can say, we have two forms, I live, I am living. In Sanskrit they have one form, I live and I am living, is said in exactly the same way. There's not two different conjugations. So it would depend on you whether you want to say, I live by the grace of God or I am living by the grace of God. Will depend on how you want to translate it.
What is prasada?
Prasada means grace. Prasadena.
I don't by know
the
A here.
What do you mean? Ana. After the na, there's A is understood unless you have another stroke. What word are you thinking of?
Well, okay. Prasadena.
Prasadena.
Different in our books because we don't have the A.
It says
dana for us.
Typo.
Prasadena.
Yeah. Oh. It should be prasadena.
I don't know how good
that makes me. Let's
see yours.
But it's prasadena. It's not
on. Let me see yours.
Prasadena.
Let me see.
It's a long up.
No, prasadena.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you wrote over the A. Now look, I'm going to put this on the board. This
speaks of a burnout. You're all tired. And it also could be the small, not you, Penny, because that's true, but what you saw. Look, here's the pra. Sa. Dana. Prasadena.
But the
saw.
Saw is long. But the saw is long, so it's prasadena.
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 Okay.
Prasadena. prasade na prasadena.
But even it would be a short, you know.
But it's not. The word is prasada.
Yeah.
If I think.
No, but how would you pronounce it if it's short? No.
Prasada.
Oh, prasada. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a confusion.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's prasada. And prasada in the instrumental singular is prasadena, like ramena. Do you understand that? What's the instrumental singular of Rama?
Rama. Ramana.
Ramena.
Ramena.
Ramena. This is prasadena. Here, look it.
See if I have Rama, Pala, Prasada. Okay. Rama plus the ending ina is Ramena. This now changing to that because of the ra. Pala plus ina, Palena. Pala plus ina, palena. Prasada plus ina, pa plus ise. Prasadena. By the grace, by Rama, by the result, by the fruit, by the grace, or by grace. Prasadena. Okay? So then if I say deva, and put a sya on it. Sya is the genitive singular of God. Genitive, sya, of God. Devasya prasadena. By the grace of God. By grace of God. We would supply the. We'd say by the grace of God. In Sanskrit, they won't say that. You have to add that. By grace of God. Of God, by grace, I live. By the grace of God, I live. In English. Mm-hmm. You see it?
Mm-hmm. Good. Let's look at the next sentence. Shastranam tattvam pragnyo bodhati. Read. Shastranam tattvam pragnyo bodhati. Shastranam tattvam pragnyo bodhati.
Shastranam tattvam
pragnyo bodhati. Pragnyaha bodhati. The prasarga goes to O, so pragnyaha bodhati. Pragnya is a wise man. That's what the word means. Pragnya is a wise man. Pragnyo bodhati. Pragnyaha bodhati. Bodh comes from bud, to know.
Yeah.
Pragnyaha bodhati. The wise man knows. Pragnyaha bodhati. Let me tell you what these words mean. Shastra is the shastra, the scriptures. Tattvam is the truth. Pragnyaha is a wise man. Bodhati means from to know. So what does the sentence say? Shastranam tattvam. What would that say?
The truth of the shastras.
Yeah. Shastranam, like Ramanam, genitive plural. Shastranam, Ramanam, of the shastras, tattvam. The truth of the shastras. The truth of the scriptures, plural. Okay? Shastranam tattvam. Pragnyaha. Is it pragnyaha or pragnyaha? Pragnyaha bodhati. The pragnyaha Nominative singular, like Ramaha, 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 Pragnyaha. Pragnyaha bodhati, bodhati, that T ending, third person singular, present tense. Pragnyaha bodhati, the pragnyaha, the wise person, bodhati, knows. Pragnyaha bodhati. What does he know? Tattvam, the truth. Accusative singular, the tattvam, the truth. Shastranam, of the shastras. So remember, the genitive is going to go in front of what it's related to.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Tattvam. Okay, so you read, of the shastras, the truth, the wise man knows. In well, that sentence in your mind, it will do it, right? Of the shastras, the truth, the wise man knows. Everyone see it? Let's look at the next one. Yeah.
So this genitive, we said it shows possession, and then it can be like, and then the word of, sweeping of the street.
It's the object of these gerunds.
And then it can also replace the verb to have or has.
Yes.
But then this fourth thing that you were talking, is there a fourth thing that it does?
Well, also with the gerunds means like sweeping.
Yeah.
Also, if it's an act, if it's a, an not an action noun, but a agent noun, like doer, sweeper, protector, the protector of the people, the sweeper of the street. So you could say, sweeping of the streets or the sweeper of the streets. Right? The sweeping of the streets was the job of so-and-so. Or he was a sweeper of the streets. In either case, if the action of an agent noun like sweeper, thinker, protector, the object of an agent noun will be in the genitive. The object of an action noun, gerund, will be in the genitive. Do you know the difference? Like, an agent noun is like sweeper. Action noun is like sweeping. Thinker, thinking. The thinking of thoughts. The thinker of thoughts. They mean, thinker and thinking mean different things, right? The thinker of the thoughts. But in Sanskrit, you'll say the thinker of the thoughts is the buddhi. Something like that. Thinking of the thoughts. Right. Thinking of that. You look puzzled.
Thinking is the gerund, thoughts is the genitive.
Yeah, the object of the gerund, of the action noun, will go into the genitive. The sweeping of the streets. That's the object of sweeping, goes into the genitive. The object of the agent noun, the sweeper. Sweeper of what? That goes into the genitive. But that's the object of what the sweeper is doing. Mm-hmm. That's the object of the sweeper is put in the genitive, the sweeper of the streets. Do you see it?
I never noticed.
Yeah. You don't really need to notice it because we take it for granted in English also. Right? But when I'm trying to define how the cases are used, then we get into those. Let's look at the next one. Virayor yuddham bhavati. Go ahead. Yuddham. That's a dental da with a dental aspirate da. Yuddham bhavati. So if I break the sandhi, it would be virayoho yuddham bhavati. Any vowel except R, A, followed by Visarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel, Visarga goes to R. So, Virayor is Virayoho. Yuddham Bhavati. Let me tell you the meaning of the words. Vira is a warrior. A warrior. Yuddham is battle or fight. Bhavati means is or becomes. So what do you think, what case would vira yoho be in? Yoho.
Oh, we know that.
Yeah.
That's still in there, isn't it?
Genitive or locative? But if I say vira yoho yudham, what do you think it says? Yudham means fight. Vira means warrior. So you say of the two warriors, yudham, battle, is.
Yes.
Okay. So now there's two ways of taking this. Does everybody see it so far? Vira yoho of the two warriors. Everyone see that? Vira yoho of the two warriors. Yudham has to be in the nominative because there's no other verb except a verb to be. So the battle, the yudham, so it's going to be neuter nominative singular. Yudham, the battle, is. Now, in Sanskrit, there's two things I want to show here.
So this beat is, this is battle, and this is of two warriors.
And how did they get to be is?
Bhakti is or becomes. It depends on what works best in the sentence for us. The word bhu means to be, to become. And you can translate that as is or becomes, just like asti. Asti doesn't ever translate as become, it just translates as is. But bhavati can mean to be. It means to be or to become. Okay. So now, if we take this, of the two warriors, the battle is. In English, we can say like this. There is. In Sanskrit, there's no such word. You know, when we start, we'll begin a sentence with, there is a battle between two warriors. We wouldn't say, the battle of two warriors is. We would say that. We would say there is a battle. You have to provide that because they don't have that in Sanskrit. This is one way of translating. There is a battle. A battle of two warriors. Okay? Now, when you have a duel like that, you could also say there is a battle between. They would say that in Sanskrit. We would say that in English. So if we say there is a battle of two warriors, we would say there is a battle between two warriors. We would provide that in this use of the genitive. Now there's another thing that we would say. The two warriors have a battle.
Oh, is that going to be a genitive
thing? Yeah. In Sanskrit, there is no verb to have. So it's always between, the verb have is always used between a nominative and a genitive. So the battle of the two warriors, you can say the two warriors have a battle. Okay. So here, the two warriors have a battle. Or, there is a battle of two warriors. The battle of two warriors is... There is a battle of two warriors. There is a battle between two warriors. So I would take, probably in translation, all of these sentences are going to come in a context. So this might be a legitimate sentence. There is a battle between two warriors. Or you could say the two warriors have a battle, or the two warriors are having a battle. Right? Because have, two warriors have or are having, there's no difference in Sanskrit. There's not two cases there. If I say, I sleep, or I am sleeping, there's no differentiation. You have to provide that. So here, of the two warriors, the battle becomes, or of the two warriors, the battle is. Two warriors have a battle.
there's a battle between the two warriors. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. This is a little scary, not having the time reference.
The time reference is always provided by the context. But the time reference is present tense. You have a time reference because this is in the present tense. It's not saying, if this said ababat, which would be past tense, then it would be the two warriors had a battle. Or there was a battle between two warriors. Here, it's there is a battle because this is present tense. So the time reference is there.
Okay, it's just a difference in English between the two warriors have a battle and there is a battle.
Yeah, but have is present tense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It make more sense maybe to understand that have and are having is the same.
Mm, okay.
Okay, the two warriors are having a battle. But, I mean, there's a subtle difference. Mm-hmm. But in Sanskrit, there's no, that would just be context. There's no have and are having. It's all the same thing. Let's do one more. Then we'll stop.
Varinam niddi niddir udadihi. Varinam niddir udadihi. I broke the sentence. Varinam niddihi udadihi. Right? Udadihi. See that niddihi, that R is visarga. Niddihi udadihi. Varinam niddihi udadihi. Vari is neuter noun. Vari nam of the, it means genitive plural. Vari means water, right? And then niddi means a store, storehouse. And, you know, if you say a store, it's like in the sense of storehouse. Okay? Not store in the sense of going to the grocery store. Like a storehouse. Niddihi. Udadihi. Udadi is ocean. Nominative singular. Udadihi. Like harihi. Udadihi, ocean. Niddi means a store, like a storehouse. And then vadi means water. So what does the sentence say? Of the waters. That's how they say it, of the waters. In Sanskrit they say. The ocean, the udadihi, niddihi, right? So it's going to be an apposition. The ocean is a storehouse, and then the genitive is going to relate to the storehouse. Storehouse of waters. Varinam, genitive plural, niddihi, nominative singular, udadihi, nominative singular. The udadihi, the ocean, niddihi is a storehouse, varinam of waters. Do you see how there's no verb there? When there's no verb, the verb is asti. You see it? All right. So we won't, that's good. We won't have class next week, so this will give you a chance to really memorize. You know? And I'm going to continue working on these sentences for a while. So that you get the hang of it. So we know where we left off. What I really am wanting from you is to really get these vibhaktis memorized. And what the meaning of the genitive is, what the meaning of the instrumental is. Be able to say Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Raman, Ramau, Raman. Just be able to rattle them off. If you can do that, then when we start translating again, you know, I can say this is instrumental and you'll recognize it. And it'll really help you. So let's do Purnamada. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.